Hey there, and welcome back to the Grace Project podcast. I am your host, Kyle Bullock, author of the novel, The Grace Project, available now on Amazon.com. For those who are listening who are reading the book, this reflection comes after chapters 7 and 8. And if you haven't read the book, of course, you can get the book on Amazon and follow along as you will. But don't worry, nothing's going to be spoiled. Keep on listening, and you can be a part of this reflection as well. For those who are reading, things are becoming very dire for some of the characters. Issues like addiction and dependency are popping up. And this is often a time when I hear the feedback that things feel hopeless, because some of these issues feel like they just can't be solved. There are so many difficult moving parts. How do we get people to get better who are in these terrible situations? And in this episode, I want us to look at the fruit of the Spirit that is faithfulness. I like this definition that I saw of faithfulness. I even put it in the book. Dependable, loyal to God and to others. Dependable. This is a word that I've been reflecting on getting ready for this episode. And I actually want to tell you a story and a Bible verse that might seem very unconventional for what we're talking about in order to talk about faithfulness. This is the story of how I learned the value of Ecclesiastes 7:2, which, if you don't know the reference, I'll just go ahead and read it to you now from the New International Version. It says, "It is better to go to a house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting, for death is the destiny of everyone. The living should take this to heart." I learned this lesson when I was 16 years old. And no matter how old you are, this is not the most pick-me-up Bible verse, where it's literally saying, go to the place where everyone's grieving because we're all going to die anyways. Not a pick-me-up verse. And I learned this lesson and the value of this verse at the age of 16 from somebody who hurt me very, very deeply. Somebody who betrayed my trust and who did some spiritual damage, to be completely frank with you. This was a person that when I was a teenager, I had looked up to for wisdom and counsel and guidance. And then I watched this person do something that was, well, just flat out wrong. And they did it in the church. And they got away with it. And it made me furious. It made me bitter towards the church. It made me bitter towards those in ministry. It made me bitter towards this individual for many, many years. And it was sort of in the middle of all of this, too, that my life had kind of gotten upended. I was surrounded by grief. I was surrounded by family members who were passing away and friends who were tragically passing away. And I'd never experienced death before. Now I was experiencing it quite a lot. So this gives you a setup for when I learned about this verse. Because this person who had hurt me, in a desperate attempt to try to patch things up and reconcile, and we were both in the place where we weren't at our best, this person admirably reached out to me and said, "Do you want to go do ministry with me?" And I said, "Sure, fine, let's go do some ministry together." Begrudgingly, we sort of felt obligated to patch things up and work together. And so this person comes and picks me up, and I said, "Where are we going?" And this person said, "We're going to a memorial service at someone's house." And I said, "Why?" And he said, "Because Ecclesiastes 7:2, it is better to go to a house of mourning, of weeping, than to go to the house of feasting, for death is the destiny of everyone, and the living should take this to heart." And as we're driving to this memorial service for someone I kind of knew, but not personally, it was the last place I wanted to go. I had been to memorial services for people that I loved. And now we're going to this thing. I do not want to go to another one. And why are we going to go weep when I've been weeping for weeks? So this person tells me this Bible verse. We walk in. Everyone there is very sad at the loss of this person that they love very dearly. And I will never forget what happened. We walked in just for a couple minutes, and the head of the house, the man and the woman who kind of, you know, the patriarch of the family, walked up to this person who had picked me up with tears in their eyes. They hugged him, and they said, "Thank you. Thank you for being here." And we hugged, and we left. And that was it. That was the entire experience. That was the entire ministry. Now, as we get in the car, I'm reflecting on the look in their eyes being so sincere and meaning, "Thank you for being here." It was just, our presence was so impactful for them. As I'm thinking about this, this person who had hurt me and wronged me looked at me and said, "Kyle, in your lifetime, never miss a funeral. You will miss so many other things that you can be forgiven for. You can miss birthdays and anniversaries. You can forget about those important dates and be forgiven. You might even miss the birth of your child. And if you do, it will be okay." But he said, "Never miss a funeral, because that's when people need you the most. It is better to go to a house of mourning than to a house of feasting. For death is the destiny of everyone, and the living should take heart of this." For those who are going through the book, yes, things are getting difficult for our characters, and they will get more difficult as we approach the violent crime that collides their lives together. And for those who are listening who may not be reading the book, for anyone listening, yes, things in life will get more difficult. You will experience tragedy. You will experience sadness. Those around you will experience bad diagnosis and prognosis. They'll experience grief. To work out our grace muscle, we must tap into this fruit of the Spirit that is called faithfulness and go to those who are at their lowest point. We cannot abandon them. We cannot forget about them. We must be there for them. And you may not know what to do. You may not know how to help comfort the grieving or to help those who are in the woes of addiction and substance abuse or to help those who have dealt with horrible spiritual trauma. You may not know what to do in those situations. I pray that God gives you divine clarity to know how to get help for those people. But one thing I can tell you that you can do is be there. Be there and show the fruit of the Spirit that is faithfulness. That would be dependable and loyal to both God and others. Remember that I said grace is about forgiveness and healing, and that healing sometimes needs a kickstart, and the best way to kickstart it is simply by being dependable, loyal to both God and others at their worst moments of life. I know that you can sit there right now, and I'm going to ask you to do this now, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, to stop and think about those in your church or those in your community, those who aren't even in a church, that you know who are going through very difficult times. It could be the falling apart of a marriage, a bad diagnosis, a grief that they're going through for losing somebody or losing a job or losing status or being ostracized from society. Whatever the case, think of someone you know who is maybe at their lowest or who is feeling the lowest that they have felt. Be there for them. Send them a message. Go invite yourself and in them to go have coffee or just sit and do nothing. You may not have the answers for them, and that's okay. Your presence with them, with patience and kindness behind you, will show them a love that we've learned through Jesus Christ that passes understanding and can absolutely transform lives. So think of that person now, and may God give you the boldness and the conviction to go be there for them. It is better to be in the house of mourning than in the house of feasting, for death is the destiny of everyone, and the living, well, we should take heart of this fact. Go change the world through the spirit of faithfulness, and I'll see you on the next episode.